and welcome to the Westmont College conference call. Today's call is being recorded. Please be advised that your line will be muted throughout the duration of today's call. If at any time you have a question from today's presentation, please email all questions to questions@westmont.edu. questions@westmont.edu. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to President Gil Beebe. Please go ahead, sir.
Sharon, thank you. And Westmont, it's wonderful to be with you tonight by conference call. We have really settled into the third week of what has turned into just a surreal experience for everyone, not just locally or regionally, but literally globally. And yet, true to Westmont fashion, you've responded marvelously. So we're grateful. Continue to just see a lot of wonderful engagement, both the academic program and a lot of visits to various social media sites. Late-breaking news, and literally this happened right before we got on the call. This is an update on the ease with which you can gain access to campus to retrieve your belongings. Let me just read this note. This is from Jason Tavares, our risk mitigation officer, and very good news. We received word late today from Santa Barbara County Department of Public Health that traveling to Westmont to retrieve belongings from the residence halls is permissible under the stay-at-home order so long as social distancing guidelines are followed. This means that students and families may travel to campus, follow the express checkout procedures, which you can find online, and gather items from your residence hall room. Additionally, we are working on an arrangement with a third-party storage provider if this option is needed for you, and we'll have more details soon. Watch your email for information. That's just great news. So if you're in that situation, would like to get back to campus, coordinate that with Edie and her team. Go to the Express Checkout button on the website, and we'll be able to really help you. Getting mail from campus. This has been a big issue. Word in from Joanne. All mail and most packages are being forwarded to the home address that we have on record for you. Please pay attention to package notification emails that you receive if you do have a package that you're anticipating. Some packages will require you to contact the mail center before they can be forwarded. And then packages will be held through May term unless the mail center hears from you. And then secondly, returning rental books. Students will receive an email from the textbook center with instructions. For those who purchase books, we will offer an online buyback program. Watch for an email from Leslie Smith. Details on returns will be posted to the website. Housing for May term, by April 8th, we'll begin to, by April 4th, we'll begin to do housing reservations for May term. Again, go to the website, contact Edie Schulze or members of the Student Life team, particularly Residence Life, and they'll take care of you. Is the Westmont shuttle still running? Yes, it is, 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays to Vaughn's. Now, we realize that doesn't sound very exciting. But when that's the only way you can get out, a shuttle ride to Vaughn's is pretty exciting. And in the last 10 days, I put a total of 30 miles on my car, mostly driving to and from Vaughn's. We are getting so many notes of encouragement. We do want to do a shout-out to the Grout family. So grateful for your notes. We just want to say we are praying for our leaders and professors at Westmont and for all the students and their parents. Thank you for that kind and encouraging note. Academics, the spring 2020 pass no credit grade options. As mentioned last week, we really want you as students, if you want to pursue this option, please do so, but please do it in conversation both with your academic advisor as well as the specific professor for the class in which you're pursuing a pass no credit option. You should have received an email from the Student Records Office providing this information, and you'll need to submit a request by April 20th if you're going to pursue it. In the Student Life area, DormBox is a vendor that we're pursuing in terms of an alternative solution if you're not able to get back to campus. It's not important at this time that we go into a lot of detail, but if you can't get back to campus, don't assume that that's your only option. We are pursuing other options, and we want to work with you to help you get the contents out of your dorm if you so desire. In exciting news, SpringSing 2020 will be online. Now, we realize that's not like the real thing, but it's the next best thing, and so excited about that. It's going to be live streamed April 25th, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., and really, we can fill the whole hour if you provide excellent video content. So please stay tuned for that. The SpringSing committee will be doing an Instagram Live with the show, which will be a virtual community builder. Should be fun. There'll be an email coming out. It went out this afternoon. Okay. So you already have heard about this, and I'm sure interest and creativity is just flowing during all of your extra breaks. College at Home webinar, a webinar produced by the peer coaches. We actually got to see a vignette of this yesterday. It's just fabulous. Really want to encourage you to watch that. That will help you just both with survivability skills as well as study skills and really take advantage of that. And then just remember that the peer coaches are here for you. Even though you're not on campus, or most of you are not on campus, all of the peer coaching resources are available to you through virtual medium. So please take advantage of that. Housing process has been delayed, but look for an email from housing when we're ready to reactivate it. It should be very soon. One of the challenges has been just we don't know the impact that this will have on study abroad programs, and we're still waiting that. And we're going to make every possible allowance so that you know that you have at least one destination point. And if you're planning to go on one of the semester abroad programs, that you have a safe landing either back here on campus or at one of our domestic sites, either downtown or Westmont, San Francisco. Those details are still being worked out. I want to remind you that the mini chapels, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10:30 to 10:50 are a big hit, and just encourage you to stay connected to us that way. The counseling and psychological services are taking new clients, and they have all of the methodology in place to protect your privacy and confidentiality. And then career development and calling is really just encouraging all seniors to continue to engage with them. And we realize it looks like a bleak job market. It looks like there's no opportunities. There are a ton of opportunities. They may just not be in the field you initially desired, but work with Paul and his team and absolutely get as much help as you can. Now, this is an exciting development, and Steve Bell is a great friend of the college, a singer-songwriter out of Canada, Winnipeg. And on April 2nd this week at 12:15, we will be hosting a live stream concert with Steve from his studio in Winnipeg. And he'll do a 30-minute concert. You can sit down over lunch, listen to it. And he literally is just one of my all-time favorites. I was introduced to him by our VP, Reed Sheard. Steve does a lot of events for us. Again, he's just one of the most unusually gifted singer-songwriters I've ever experienced. And I always experience life and truly the presence of God in unique ways through Steve's ministry. So I really encourage you to do that. They're reminding me that 12:15 is Pacific Daylight Time. So those of you who are in the Pacific Daylight Time will be enjoying lunch. The rest of you, just cut work. You're supposed to be at home anyway. The COVID-19 Emergency Relief Fund, many of you, and this has been an encouragement to us, have asked, you know, not only do you want to pray, but you've asked, how can you help financially? We're just launching this today. And it will be a vehicle for you to give to the college to help us as we really cover just a significant number of expenses that we had no idea would be coming. And we'll keep you posted on that, but we know that this is going to be an incredibly choppy time for everyone, and certainly we as a college are in that. To that point, I really want to remind you about the prayer network that's been activated. And you can submit prayers to the web or to the email address prayers@westmont.edu, prayers@westmont.edu. And as a community, we actually are meeting daily to pray for you. Members of both the administrative team and staff, as well as the Parents Council, are praying through this list, and we want to be an encouragement to you, as you are to us. Information from Parents Relations to all the parents. Want to remind you to look for regular updates from the Parents Relations Office. Sarah Camp is just doing a fabulous job overseeing this area. The team is committed to providing you with everything you need. And if you have questions that are specific to the Parents Relations and want Sarah or her team's attention, that email address is parents@westmont.edu. Now, this is a more of a public service announcement, and that pertains to phishing. This has really become, we know it's a problem. It's become just just an epidemic along with the pandemic, people trying to take advantage of people online. So across the internet, people are attempting to use the COVID-19 pandemic to steal your information and gain access to your personal financial accounts. Just be mindful of it. And again, if you have concerns about an email, don't open it. Find other ways to determine if it's valuable or valid. Be smart and just cautious. We're just seeing this at the college. We're seeing this with our students. We really want to just send out this public service announcement. Campus offices are open. The post office on campus is open daily from 10 to 1, so you can receive and send your packages. Although the Dining Commons has limited hours, it is open for meals, and we are just rigorous in our practice of social distancing. So you can see each other. You'll just have to sit at different tables. Campus photos for your Zoom backdrops. These are a big hit, and we're all just so enamored with the Zoom technology. We thought you might like to add a background photo of your favorite spot on campus. Now, I have to say that I'm teaching online, and we're not going to go too far here, but I teach the Presidential Fellows on Zoom. I teach executive leadership on Zoom. And the opportunity to peer into the bedrooms of our students is something I never imagined would be part of my experience as a president. But I tell you, I feel a great connection with you, having observed you in your bedroom doing your homework and attending class. So, yes, we'll try not to make too much light of this, but we would encourage you to get that Zoom background in place so that we can look at beautiful shots of the ocean, mountains, golf courses, swimming holes, fishing expeditions, wherever the case may be. And then seniors, we are going to do everything we can to help you have a phenomenal conclusion to your time at Westmont. We intend to hold commencement whenever we know that we can hold commencement, and it'll be as grand and glorious as it is every year. But we also want to hear from you, and send us your favorite college moments. We are going to dedicate the spring magazine to featuring some of the best and most compelling examples of experiences from your class, memories from your class that are captured in picture and in print. And then all students, we know that you want to creatively engage online. So as you do that, be sure, as appropriate, to include sending them to us, if not for our entertainment, at least for our joy. Other comments coming in from academics, there's just registration for returning students takes place next week, April 7 to 9, through WebAdvisor. We are going to allow certain people who are looking at off-campus study programs to dual enroll so that you can have classes on campus if you're here at the same time that you're signed up for one of our travel semesters in the event that they don't take. Now, we really believe that they will take, and we're hopeful that the predictions and the modeling are accurate, but we also know that nobody knows for sure what the cycle time of this virus will be, and so we want to be mindful of that. We have not made a decision yet on whether we'll have students in residence for the internship program in San Francisco. As you know, we've been kind of targeting the week of April 13th to make some of these more final decisions. So that's 2 weeks out, and a lot could happen, and we think we'll have a greater deal of clarity. And 2 weeks from tonight, on April 14th, we'll try to give you a definitive answer. If not a definitive answer, we'll certainly give you a date, say, 2 weeks beyond that, in which we probably will give you a definitive answer. So we'll do our best, but timing on some of these decisions is a moving target. And then I get asked in one way or another on multiple occasions, when we'll repopulate campus, and I frankly don't know. But here is the best thinking I have as to what would need to be in place, and this is taken from multiple articles I've been reading, updates on a variety of news outlets, and the best thinking from the people who are really working to keep us safe. The first criteria, and there's seven here, would be the number of people being infected has to go down, not up. And we're not sure when that will be, but that would be the first trend line. The second would be that there would be ubiquitous testing and ultimately reliable treatment. And we're hoping that these tests have just been announced by Abbott Labs and others would not only be available to the country as a whole, but if we begin to repopulate, we're going to want to have access to regular testing to be sure everybody is safe. Enough professional equipment and gear. We're hearing a lot about shortages some places, surpluses other places, but a predictable supply chain. Fourth, hospitals have to have confidence that they'll be able to resupply if the caseload intensifies. Fifth, it's being reported that they need to be able to trace your contact pool. And there's a variety of ways to do that. Facebook uses geolocation. There's a facial recognition software that some AI companies have pioneered. But one way or another, they're going to want to be able to track where you've been and who you've been with. And that's just going to be a real trade-off between what we value in terms of privacy with what we need to do in terms of public health. Treatment so that you can recover. I know that every time I go out now, every time I touch a doorknob, every time I touch a surface, I wash my hands, I reach for something that will clean or sanitize the surface. And I think until we know that we have a treatment that will work, and I'm very hopeful that this drug combination, the malaria drug along with the Z-Pak, I'm hopeful that that will really prove to be valid so that we have confidence that if we get this terrible virus that we'll be able to bounce back from it. And then I, like you, am just hoping for a vaccine, and I was told that Johnson & Johnson has announced that they feel that they're on the pathway to a likely vaccine. It'll be later this year or perhaps as late as early January of 2021. Stay tuned to that. I know we're all watching and hoping, but every day that we're healthy and every day that we're virus-free, we're a day closer to a cure and a treatment, and all of these factors will have to come together for us to know with confidence that we can repopulate Westmont. Okay, with that, I think I covered the initial information that we needed to get out. Oh, refunds, yes. Of course, you've all been holding by. What was I thinking? We're on track. We're on track to have, I've told you that the week of April 13th, we'd have a decision for you. We are continuing to get good news. but we don't have complete answers on things. We're confident that 2 weeks from tonight we'll be able to give you a decision. So that may have killed attendance for next Tuesday night, but we will plan to give you a decision the night of April 14th. Will we get refunds of lab fees? I think that's to be determined. I think we'll be able to tell you 2 weeks from tonight. I did see one other note on that, but I have not looked into that. I know others that spend more time around that information will have a better sense of it, but we'll definitely have a decision for you 2 weeks from tonight. I'm an international student planning to attend May term. Would it be possible for me to stay on campus or in Ocean View? Do I need to prepare alternative housing arrangements?
To be determined.
Okay, Edie Schultze here in my office. To be determined, but
here,
absolutely. This is the great commitment of Westmont and Edie and her team. We will take care of you. So you will have a place to stay. One of the things that I just absolutely love about our network is if we can't work out a place in college housing, we have nearly 800 beds in the community that are provided to us by a network of churches. It's a network that's been put in place for emergencies like fires, mudslides, debris flows, the works. And if you are an international student and you literally can't get home and we don't have a place for you on campus, we will definitely provide you a place in the community. And so please don't worry about that. Just work with us, and we will know more as we get a little bit closer. Everybody is supposed to move out of their res hall by Monday, May 4th. And you have till 3:30 that day, and that's 3:30 Pacific Daylight Time. But here's what we want to say. Again, the great news that I started the evening with from Jason Tavares, you can travel without running the risk of a fine back to campus to get your belongings. Just be sure to contact us. We are taking the social distancing very seriously. We're taking the don't be in a group of more than 10 seriously. So we need you to come. We need you to stagger when you arrive so that we can work with you in the ways that comply with all of the guidelines being provided by the government. Again, this requires tenacity. It requires concentration. It requires perseverance, all of the skills that you acquire as a result of being a Westmonter. Okay, next up, how many students are still on campus? 126. And why do I know that precisely? Because Edie gave me that number just moments ago. To live out of the area and can't travel both ways in one day, are there any open hotels or can we stay with a guest in a dorm room? Hotels are recommended, but we will totally work with you. Just contact us, let us know. We're going to work with you. This is unusual times. It requires an unusual response, and you know we're Westmont. Check Santa Barbara hotels and ask for, if you do stay in a hotel, because quite frankly, some people who travel would never want to stay on campus. But if you do stay in the area, ask for the Westmont discount, because many of our hotels offer it, and it's a real saving. So please take advantage of that. Can we pick up our cars left on campus? Absolutely. Any time, I assume. Yeah, just practice social distancing. Don't come with more than 10 people. Okay, my student is struggling to keep up with the academic rigor of classes. Oh, I can believe that. What can be done to help out? The distractions at home are hard. Make it hard to focus. Great question. I would start by reaching for your peer coaches and watching the webinar that we just advertised. The webinar will actually give you great strategies. It's about 45 minutes, isn't it, Edie? Again, as I mentioned, we saw just kind of a teaser, but it was just fascinating. And these are senior students helping coach other students through their program. And this is just a challenge because on the one hand, the family is excited to have their college student home, but on the other hand, they do have to do the work, and we're just a rigorous college. It's a huge benefit the rest of your life, but it's hard right now, and just I really hope you can persevere. Okay, Europe semester. Should students who are attending the Europe semester still enroll in classes at the main campus for the fall semester? Absolutely. And this is what I was just mentioning earlier, and that is, and this is something that Mark Sargent and his team have put together in the provost's office so that you know you have a safe landing. We want you to know that you have classes that you can attend on campus if for any reason Europe semester doesn't happen. Now, as you know, you're going with Ken Kilstrom, so it's likely that Europe semester will happen. And it may happen, it may happen in unique ways. We may have to start it in a unique way. But if there's any way that fall travel semester could happen, Ken Kilstrom running Europe semester is a likely choice. Any update on the Vienna tour? This would be the summer choir or orchestra tour.
About a week.
Okay. We'll know. If not, this would give you a reason to dial in next Tuesday. We may have an answer by next Tuesday. If not by next Tuesday, we'll definitely have an answer by April 14th, so 2 weeks from tonight. And we just don't have more information at this point. The recording of this evening's call will be posted on the website tomorrow. I guess this was actually a statement. I should have read it as a statement. Okay, and here's the last reminder that I'd like to give you, and that is in between these weekly, and we'll be back on next week, Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, and then big updates 2 weeks from tonight on the 14th. But every day we update the website at 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., and 6 p.m., and this is the easiest, fastest way to get information on the college. And then again, use the vehicle of these specific designated email addresses to ask questions into the various groups. Please reach out. There's a small shell of a team here on campus. We love hearing from you, love connecting with you, and really want to be here to just make this unusual experience as helpful and meaningful to you as possible. I'd like to close tonight by praying, and then we will, oh gosh, absolutely. I just slipped a note to remind you, once again, please join us this Thursday, 12:15, for the Steve Bell concert. Again, he is just an incredible musician, totally uplifting personality, and a treasure from God. Join me for prayer. Lord, thanks for this time and an opportunity to connect through technology. We're just grateful for Westmont. We're grateful for its legacy, its history, its commitment to you, and its commitment to the life of the mind. We pray now that as students are spread around the country and even throughout the world, that you will give them the strength to concentrate and to complete their work. And then for those of us who are responsible for the oversight of the college, just guide and protect us. Thank you for the time we've had together tonight. Continue to guide, protect, and give us health. Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. God be with you.